Today we're going to talk about the top 5 reasons not to for sale by owner on today's video.
In the Connecticut Tactical Realtor Podcast, where we bring you all things real estate related. So whether you're a home buyer, seller, renter, investor, or realtor, you will find tactical tips to help you along your real estate journey. I'm your host, Aaron Bowman, and welcome to the Connecticut Tactical Realtor Podcast.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to another video. First and foremost, if you are new here, my name is Aaron Bowman. I'm a local realtor here in Connecticut, and I have a team called the Bowman Realty Group over at eXp Realty. And on these videos that we post, depending on where you're watching us from, everywhere from TikTok to YouTube to Facebook, we try to bring you information regarding real estate and what you need to know if you're buying, selling, investing, renting, what's going on locally and nationally. And we also drink a lot of coffee on this channel because we just love coffee. But today we're going to be talking about the 5 reasons not to for sale by owner. Now, I got my computer screen right here. Obviously, you can see it in the shot, and I got my notes on here we're going to be going over. But you know, I know it's really tempting as a homeowner to want to sell your home on your own. Now, you might be thinking, hey, you're going to save yourself some commission. You also might be thinking you can do a better job than most real estate agents, because most real estate agents in your mind might suck. And that could very well be. Or you might be thinking that because the housing market is getting a little bit better, the interest rates are coming down, maybe you have one of those starter homes or those entry-level homes that are really sought after right now for millennials, and you're thinking, hey, you know what? I could probably sell this on my own pretty quick. That may not be the case. So let's jump right into it. Grab yourself a pen and paper. If you want, you can also read the full blog post on the show notes down below, along with the rest of our contact info if you need to get a hold of any of us. And I just noted in this shot that you can see my light right there, which is kind of annoying, but we're just going to go with it. So, number one, online strategy for prospective buyers. So, in this blog post, you'll see that studies have shown that 93% of buyers start their home search online. I personally think it's higher than that. I really don't know anybody that just calls up a realtor and says, hey, I want to start looking for homes, or hey, I was looking through the Sunday paper and in the for sale section in real estate, I found this house that sounds pretty good. I think everybody either starts on Zillow, Trulia, Realtor.com, or if they have a relationship with a realtor, maybe they're using their own app or website. So just keep that in mind. If you're doing a for sale by owner, do you have a way to market your home online other than just putting it on Zillow? That's not the most efficient way, rather, to get your home sold. Now, here's some more regarding the internet. So number two is results come from the internet. Now, we already know that 93% of buyers start their home search here. Now, according to NAR, here's where buyers found the homes they actually purchased. 55% on the internet, 28% from a real estate agent, 10% from other, so it could be your Uncle Phil or Bob that tells you about a place, 6% on yard signs, and here's the one that blows my mind, because just not even, I would say, 10 years ago, this wasn't even, you know, it was never this low. And I wasn't in real estate 10 years ago, but I know that everybody looked at the paper on Sunday, and now newspapers, 1%. I remember, I don't even know if they still have it here in Connecticut. I think the Current had a section on Sundays that was for real estate, and it had some real estate information, some listings. I remember walking out like the local pizza shop, and they had like Homes for Sale magazine. I don't even think they have that anymore. Maybe I just don't notice it. So basically, if you're thinking of selling your home yourself, the days of putting up a yard sign, the days of just putting it in the newspaper, maybe putting up some flyers around town, is not going to get your home sold. It's just not. It's just not in today's day and age, in today's technology, and what people are looking for. People are looking for more than just a couple still photos. They want video walkthroughs. They want virtual tours. They want drone shots. They want to know everything there is to know about that area. So just keep that in mind if you're thinking of doing a for sale by owner, if you're thinking of doing that with your property.
Like what you hear so far? Make sure you never miss a show by clicking the subscribe button now. This podcast is made possible by listeners like you. Thank you for your support. Now back to the show.
Now, this is number three. There are too many people to negotiate with. Now, negotiations. That could be a whole video in itself. There's a lot to it. But let's just talk about some of these bullet points. So the buyer who wants the best possible deal, the buyer's agent who solely represents the best interest of the buyer, because you might have a buyer agent come in and say, hey, my client saw your house, or if there's somebody working with somebody on my team, we kind of try to stay abreast of what's on the for sale by owner market by calling those homeowners, taking a tour of the property. So if any of my agents do have somebody that's looking for a home, we know what's on the MLS and what is on the for sale by owner market, because that stuff normally doesn't hit the MLS unless they do like some type of flat fee listing. So you're going to have that. The buyer's attorney, home inspection companies, which work for the buyer and will almost always find some problem with the house. And the home inspectors do have to justify their existence. And you can have a brand new house, and I guarantee you they'll find something wrong with it. The house could have been built last week, and they'll find something wrong with it today. That's just the nature of the beast. And then the appraiser, if there is a question in value. And there has been times when appraisals have come in low for whatever reason, and you're going to need somebody, either yourself or if you're working with a realtor, that's the best case to have them combat that for you. So keep that in mind. All right, number four, for sale by owning has become increasingly difficult. Now I'm just going to read this little blurb here. And the paperwork involved in buying or selling a home has increased dramatically as industry disclosures and regulations have become mandatory. This is one of the reasons the percentage of people for sale by owning or FSBOing has dropped from 19% to 8% over the last 20 years. And that is very, very true. Just within the last year alone in Connecticut, with all the foundation issues we've been having, we've had almost, I think it's 4 to 5 documents come out that have been changed, revamped, added to, removed. So you really need to know what forms outside of just a purchase and sales contract you need as far as what's staying with the property, what's going with the property, what other disclosures that need to make sure are done in order to protect yourself as a home seller. And number five, you might find this hard to believe, you will net more money when using an agent. And that's just because we know the actual value of your home based on data and recent sales. We also know, well, I shouldn't say we all know, I know how to negotiate the best possible price for you, and so do all my team members. We are very strong negotiators. We know exactly how to market your property to get top dollar for it. And we also have a few little things that we do to ensure we get the most money for your home. So there was another thing here. I think this is from the same report from NAR. While 36% of sellers that at first attempt to sell their homes on their own, only 11% of sellers, in other words, less than a third, actually sold without an agent. So that's another thing to keep in mind. You know, it's really tough to sell a home. A lot of people think it's easy. They only see certain aspects of it when you're doing a for sale by owning, or even when you're buying, you only see a few aspects, or selling. You know, you don't see everything that goes on behind the scenes as, you know, the work that your realtor is doing. So just keep that in mind. If you are thinking of selling, before you put your home on the market as a for sale by owner, reach out to one of us on the team. All the information is down below. We'd be more than happy to come out, give you an honest evaluation on your house, tell you what you can do to improve the value, tell you what you can do to improve getting it sold, and check out some of the other videos for the tips and information we have on here regarding selling your home. And, you know, good luck to you if you do decide to do it as a for sale by owner. And come here. Here's one little secret. We have a program that allows you to work with a realtor while selling on your own. And if you sell it before us, you don't pay us a commission. So just keep that in mind, and we'll see you on the next video.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Connecticut Tactical Realtor Podcast. Please do me a favor, like, subscribe, and share this podcast. It would mean the world to me.